debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Bob the Love Sponge Show, after show, Uncensored Willie. Hope everybody's doing well. Obviously, you're probably watching us on Facebook, YouTube. You could be listening to us on BAR. Let me, are we ever going to get the 08 up on BAR?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Lummy, don't forget that we have a meeting today.
Yes.
And that's hopefully not the type of response I get when asking you a question.
No problem. You will not.
No. I want you to be honest with me, buddy. Okay. Have you prepared?
Yes, I have.
I mean for our meeting today?
Yes.
He's pre-strapped the condom.
Yes, it's already strapped on.
Has Rhett prepared at all? Let me see. Rhett, by the way, I haven't heard from you all day today, Rhett.
It's been nice, right?
It's been nice.
That's nice.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Have you prepared for our meeting today?
Yeah.
Yeller.
Yeller.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Rhett.
You're not. Is your knee really hurting you that bad? I saw you kind of paper tigered again today with Dan, and you're like,
yeah.
Dan's like, listen, go out and try, and then the minute you start feeling discomfort, stop, and then, you know, it's like, you know, try to run a little bit.
And to be honest with you, I've been running for like a week.
Have you?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if it was okay.
Probably part of the issue. Maybe you went back too soon.
Well,
it's only been 2 weeks.
I was fine, and then I went to jiu-jitsu last night, and I almost started
crying.
There you
go. There you go. You fucked. I mean, there.
No, but I mean,
there,
I wasn't like going full throttle.
You go.
I wasn't going full throttle. Well, I stopped doing stuff that
Anna,
hurt.
Anna, you cannot go half throttle on jiu-jitsu.
I know, but I thought I would be okay, and I wasn't, and I got upset.
It's been 2 weeks. Dan said it'll take a week.
Now you probably have maybe pushed yourself back a little bit.
Probably a little bit, yeah. But I tested the waters and they were not welcoming. So I have to fucking sit out some more. It sucks. I hate you, Louise!
Does it have anything to do with... does your knee issues have anything to do with...
getting railed by blocks? Oh, no.
Hold on. What was that again?
Gotten railed by blocks.
How much do you got me weighing in your impersonation?
Like 788.
Like I feel like I'm like
you're like the caterpillar from A Bug's Life.
I'm fatter than the Slimer. Like I'm so fat that I can barely enunciate. That everything just gets caught up in fat.
It's so fun. It's okay if it makes you feel any better. That is my impersonation for everyone, including my own mother. Mm.
Yeah,
I'll be like, my mom was like, so I didn't come to California.
Bubba is her. You know, the one thing, though.
It's her everybody else.
He's everyone but me.
And sometimes her.
Sometimes me, too.
Yeah.
And I've never, and I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that, but I've never heard anybody do me.
Well, no, because.
Hold on. People can do, Sour Shoes can do Howard dead on. He can do Artie dead on. He tried doing me one time, Sour Shoes, and I thought it was not good.
Little Whoopers Afterbird, $20 pay, super chat.
The real you, and this goes along with most impressions, aren't funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta be over the top with it.
Yeah. And even the people that do impressions, for the most part, they do impressions of somebody doing an impression.
Mm. How does that new
like when
guy?
When people do Clinton and...
there's people that do good Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but most of them don't do... See, that's not Bill Clinton.
No way.
That's the imitation of Bill Clinton.
I'm going to get some head. No, you're right. You're right. But Howard, when they do these Bubba bits, I've become a character, supposedly.
Yeah.
How does that guy... That guy didn't sound too bad, does he?
That was probably the closest I've heard.
Yeah. And it's easier because he does the, through a microphone, making it sound like you're on the air. Type.
Right. And he is way on top. He's like, yeah, let me tell you something. I got a McGillicuddy with a Fernie and Silky Milk Ace. God damn it. Let me tell you something, God damn it. I'm still living in a trailer. Hey, I'm imitating myself.
Right.
Sounds good.
Hey, Blitz, should I get Anthony back on?
Sure, why not?
I mean, would that be a good get?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I emailed him yesterday, and we emailed each other back and forth.
Cute.
Hot.
Now, how much trouble would I be in if I had Opie and Anthony, and they both didn't know they were going to be on?
I mean, how are you going to pull that off, though?
Or is this like War of the Roses?
Well, no, it's not War of
the
Roses.
We actually got Anthony on the other line. Anthony, what say you?
No, but I privately get with, I don't promote it. And I privately get with each one and say, hey, I'm going to have you on at Wednesday at 11.
Right.
And they're like, okay. And I get it. And then I merge them, put them both, hey, let's just drop the bullshit and realize, let's just be buddies, all of us.
Well, I think when we have Opie on, we should call him out too, because I think Opie realized that he was getting shit views. Until he started talking about Anthony and kind of shitting on Anthony, and his views went way up. So now,
why not bring
85% of what he posts online is fucking Anthony related shit.
Great.
Because it's the only thing he gets views.
He's got it figured out. So them together be like, come on, you two work it out. Why don't you guys,
if it would be good.
It'd be great. I could be the guy that put Opie and Anthony back together.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh, that ain't going to happen.
Biggie 7375, $25 super chat.
So would you say that Opie and Anthony getting back together would be like me and Manson getting back together? I think there'd probably be more of a chance of me and Manson getting back together than
Spice
those two.
Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
you and Hogan.
Me and Hogan are going to get back together right before he dies. He's going to
forgive you and leave it all to you.
Well, because the only reason he hates me now is because publicly it's not like he can't. Be my friend publicly because everybody will think it's a work.
Right? Oh, so he wants to be your friend, but he just can't.
Yeah,
be his...
Blitz, Blitz, hold on. I don't know.
Where have you been?
I don't know if that exists or not. One would think that could be
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Could be.
I mean, sure. I mean, listen. Chances are he hates my guts for whatever But the thing about it, Blitz, is he does know the truth. He knows what I know. He knows the backstory. And would you? I mean, you have to agree that he knows. Hold on. Cox settled with him.
It doesn't mean he knows. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
All of
I agree.
His complaint though with Cox is
his lawyer's complaint. You mean?
Oh, so you're not gonna? You're not. Gonna...
I think he's involved in it, and he has a basic idea of what's going on. I bet he's really doesn't. No.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, he knows chain of custody type stuff, the basic stuff. He knows that, but...
Well, then he certainly knows that I didn't do what he initially thought I did. Would you agree to that? Because there's been testimony saying that he, in Hogan versus Cox, there were testimony of him saying, I know how this all went down now. At least he knows the chain. I mean, the Sand Pearl Hotel kind of validated that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that I didn't have. And at the Sand Pearl Hotel in the transcripts, the broker even says it didn't come from Bubba. It's somebody stole it from him. But do we have to really worry about that? Remember when David Houston and Keith Davidson stepped outside and David Houston was wired? Keith Davidson didn't know that. And Keith and David Houston goes, "Where's this really coming from, Keith?" And Keith goes, "I don't know. You know, some fucking Bubba pissed a lot of people off. I came from some like some." That's what it was. That's what the wire actually says. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know if that's a possibility where Hogan would be like, "Well, you know, I really would like to be friends with Bubba because he got fucked on the deal, but I can't because people are going to think that it was a work." Now, Blitz, I agree that that's probably about 8% chance of that. But there, you know, I mean,
you're saying there's a chance.
A lot of people don't know what him and I went through, like just some of the stuff we did and some of the kayfabe shit that we were. I did a lot for Hogan. A lot of people don't know how close we were. And so, you know, I think deep down he has a little bit of probably a sentimental.
Will you ever like fully spill the beans about things you did for him?
Will he?
No, will you? Or because you said there were some things behind the scenes and
maybe
stuff.
When he dies.
He has to die.
Blitz, you know some stuff.
Yeah, I used to buy him sunglasses.
Yeah?
You did?
But, like, what I'm saying is, like, Hogan would have to probably leave us in order for me to be able to do a tell-all book.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's some stuff that...
Well, I mean, I've told you my opinion of why I think he has the heat.
Oh, because my day after rant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was all shoot.
No kidding. That's the issue.
I mean, I wasn't lying.
I know.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question about that tape?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not really trying to make this...
Why do you call it a tape? There was no tape involved.
It was a DVD, but nonetheless, yeah, you can. I don't have anything to hide from it. I might not necessarily be able to answer it for various reasons, but
yeah.
I've been very truthful. The fact that, you know, I'm certainly not an innocent bystander here. I participated in it somewhat.
So how did it ever get transferred to DVD? Because home video systems do not record on DVD.
Mine did.
They record to a hard drive.
Mine did.
So you'd have to go in every 80 minutes and put in a new DVD if you were recording.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
I know.
All right, buddy. I still love the show. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean you still love the show? That should have no bearing on it. I answered your question.
He still loves the show, Bubs.
Yeah, he's still with okay. He still loves the show.
You're talking about something that happened in July of 2007 between my wife, my best friend, and me. It certainly caused a shitstorm in my life. I told you the answer I think that you were looking for. And now you're going to say you're still going to be okay. Well, what the fuck?
Wayne Van Ripper, 1999 Super Chat.
Who?
Wayne Van Ripper.
Oh, okay.
You didn't like your answer, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean.
He still likes the show.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Bubs.
I mean.
He'll still love you anyways.
It was home surveillance and it was saved. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, that's as truthful as I can possibly be. It was home surveillance that was saved.
Yeah, it found Jesus.
Yeah. Listen, I am by all means not trying to say that, I'm Bubba Clem and I didn't have anything to do with this.
You're not trying to say you're Bubba Clem?
I'm not trying to say that I'm fucking
Bubba Lovebunch.
Bubba Lovebunch, federally trademarked. I'm not trying to say any of that shit. I'm not trying to say, feel sorry for me because I didn't have anything to do with this. Nope, that's not what I'm saying.
I just want to know if someone won Powerball or not.
That's all you give a fuck about Powerball. What if we did you run our ticks to the apps and see what?
No, the apps haven't been updated, so I just.
And there's a couple bad guys in the woodpile here. Like, there's some shit going on with this Powerball thing.
Yep,
it's always usually available at.
I have a problem with them too, not naming the fucking state that was holding it up. They're like, oh, there's one state holding it up. But
well,
we can't,
because
everybody's
going to get real fucking mad at that. Like, that, there's a no win deal.
Especially
there.
If that's the state that has the winning ticket.
Yeah, yeah. And so, listen, no more Hogan stuff. I got something, that might be coming out here one of these days that answers a lot of these questions.
Yeah, you might have Mint Mobile.
And so you can form your opinion however you like. But I'm certainly not innocent.
Sorry.
But goddamn, I've paid for it.
Okay. Hey, Bubba. I'm still a fan of the show.
Thanks. Appreciate it. But hold on. I think that should be my statement. I'm not 100%, even 50% innocent here. But fuck, how much more can I be punished?
That's a long t-shirt.
That is a long t-shirt. Not innocent. But
bro.
Not guilty.
Well,
not innocent,
philosophically.
Bro.
What
was that?
Huh?
What was that?
Philosophically.
Oh, philosophically.
I just want to know which one of those four would you want the most?
Oh, do I need to go do a...
Oh!
Krispy Kreme.
What's that one in the front?
Krispy Kreme introducing new Thanksgiving mini pie donuts.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
thin apple pie. That's my favorite kind of
they
pie.
Have mini pecan pie donut, mini pumpkin pie donut, mini lemon cream pie donut, and mini Dutch apple pie donut.
Yes!
I get the Dutch apple pie.
Dutch apple pie.
I'm getting the Dutch apple pie.
You need to go see if that sticker's still on the window there, too.
Let me, Zach.
Galifianakis.
So Tua.
20 on the Cash App.
Thank you.
Cash App, Venmo, PayPal.
World Samoa Samoan.
When do these come out?
When do these come out, Blitz? Because I need to probably go do.
Four of them.
No, not all four.
Hell yeah, you do.
Can
I feed them to you? Come here.
Like a dog.
Up.
Come here.
Open up.
Come on.
Plane's coming in.
Am I supposed to go?
Smash it in your face.
What are you, a rat?
Can I use chain mail?
If you're
available now.
If you're like on Facebook right now and you don't follow my YouTube channel, can you please? I know it's fucking driving you insane. Can you please follow us on YouTube? You just subscribe and get a notification. It's free, but I am so fucking close. To 50,000. I'm 49,953.
Oh my God.
That's 47 schleps. There's 47 people listening by whatever means, whether it's TuneIn, Bubba Army Radio, the Bubba Army app, Facebook, or maybe even YouTube, and you're not subscribed or get a notification from our YouTube world.
Wow.
Can you please go and follow us? Please. I'd love to hit 50,000, maybe by the end of this program, but more importantly, by tomorrow, just fucking jobbing me right on down to zero.
Yeah.
Killing us, Smalls.
I need 46 people.
Oh, wow.
Hello. It's at the Bubba Army. At the Bubba Army. Yes, go ahead. Hello. You're on the air.
352 Willie.
352, you're on the air. Last attempt. Fuck you, buddy.
Just gotta read the descriptions of these donuts.
Just to update people, too, by the way. Oh, I don't know if that might not have sent right.
Oh, this is Nikki.
What?
Nicole.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
All right,
it looks like
you're
turning farther away from us.
It did. It went farther away now.
Nice.
Hey, Anna, can I tell you what I'm into now?
What?
I'm on two things right now as far as YouTube and getting into vortexes.
Yep.
Hot chicks that get pulled over for DUI.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Ben Shapiro.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm so into him right now. And my question to you is, because I know that you know more about him than I do. First of all, I love him. I absolutely just fucking love him.
Wasn't there just a robot on robot show?
Yes, day. Lex and
isn't
Ben.
There? Is there anybody that's ever owned them? I don't think anybody has ever even done. Does anybody even done well against him?
There's one guy saw. There's like a conference, and he kind of was like, "Yep. Here's my point. There's your point. I can't really argue with you on it. So we'll agree to disagree."
The only time I've ever seen him kind of be faced is in the realm of God, and I've seen him talk with Sam Harris, and I think Sam Harris wins in that domain just because he makes more sense.
Look at this drunk girl getting ready to do a DUI. Look at her. That's all I do.
Yeah, she's pretty, and she's wasted.
Oh yeah, she is wasted. But here's the thing, they really skew the like this cop here goes, all right, you got heel to toe, go to nine, and then on the ninth, you know, swivel around, and then go back nine. So she starts, right? Mm-hmm. Then he goes, no, on my instruction. Well, what the fuck? Like, they're automatically
setting you up for failure.
They don't say upon, they very well may say, when I tell you to start, then they get into heel to toe, nine, pivot on your deal, small little steps, come back around, and then do nine more. You're just assuming when he gets done telling you that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, I don't say, all right, Lummy, go out and mow the lawn and weed whack the whole fucking place.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, go do it.
And then you go back and do it. I go, did I tell you to start yet? No.
No.
It's on my instructions.
Well,
that's never happened.
Sorry.
Well,
so I like to watch hot chicks fail DUI deals. That being said, Anna, I'm trying to niche, but I like that. And Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
into.
Those
are your two kicks.
But those are my two kicks.
Drunk chicks and robots.
Yeah.
Touching heel to toe. Keeping your hands down at your sides, okay?
She's having such a... She's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. She really is.
She's drunk.
Look.
Look at me. When I tell you to begin, you're going to take...
So you're saying the best thing to do is just say, I ain't doing any of this
bullshit. If you know you're drunk, don't do any of it.
Don't do any of it.
Refuse everything.
And don't talk
to the police.
Don't even say one word.
You don't have to. When they say, where are you coming from? Where are you going? What'd you do? But you don't have to tell them anything. And they say, yeah, you got to tell me. No, you don't.
Unless you're saying, am I being arrested? Am I being detained? And then at that point, if they say no, then you're like, okay, well, thanks. And get on out of there. And if they say, well, you are being detained, and you'd be like, for what? Then they have to tell you what you're being detained for. And then within that, they start asking you questions. You don't have to answer any questions.
Nope.
So you just you're quiet?
The only thing you really have to do is be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you really have to do is to identify yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask for ID.
I mean...
And
depends.
I know that
if you're driving, yes.
Because there's one now that there's a big uproar, the blind guy that was walking home from jury duty.
Correct.
I just sent it to you.
With the stick in his back.
Yeah. He was not, I mean.
That's some fucking bullshit, too.
Yeah, I sent it, over here.
What?
If you're Blitz walking there, you don't have to fucking identify yourself.
Now, Blitz, I get a copyright strike if I play this. If I don't play this.
It's public record, but.
You gotta back it up, Bubba. You gotta see why she stops him.
Shocking body camera video shows deputies.
They talk about why they stop him.
So this guy is just walking home from jury duty.
He's blind?
I don't know if he's blind.
He's legally blind, yes.
Oh, okay.
What's this in your back pocket? I just saw you walking it.
It's a navigational aid. What's the problem? You a tyrant?
Shocking body camera video shows deputies arrest a legally blind man walking back from jury duty.
I do watch this long crime channel a lot.
Me too.
With a walking stick.
What's your name and date of birth?
I don't have to give that unless
yes, sir. I was investigating.
You have reasonable.
Do you want me to put
suspicion?
You in handcuffs right now? Yes, sir, I do.
It happened
And all too often, man, these cops get in a lot of trouble.
I hope because
these are over the fucking top. These aren't the Govs. These aren't the Chad Gearys. These aren't the
it's
people
more
that are
than you think though. But yeah.
But I'm just saying, the old timers don't fuck like this. These are young timers.
October 31st in Columbia County,
why was he
Florida,
stopped by her?
Because she's just fucking her. Because she has poweritis.
Oh,
okay. Well, so, Blitz, and she has poweritis. She thinks
what
that
is she claiming?
Well, I mean, if you're a person, and, well, okay, I'll just let it play out.
Yeah, someone called and said that he had a gun.
I see.
Interacting supposedly with 61-year-old James Hodges, who was carrying a walking stick in his back pocket. According to the video, responding deputies at first believed it was a gun.
What is your suspicion?
It looks like you're carrying a gun in your back pocket. I'm stopping to make sure you're carrying it properly.
You well, don't have you to... ensured that it's not a firearm?
No, you keep turning so I can't see it. You don't have to be a d- to me.
Well, you're being one to me.
Video shows Hodges refusing to give out his name, date of birth, or ID card. He then calls for the responding deputy's supervisor.
No, sir, I'm doing my job.
Am I detained?
Yeah, you are. What's your name and date of birth?
It does not matter.
Yes, sir, it does.
Do you have a crime?
Would you like me?
So, Blitz, because the threat, because what was called, see if I understand this correctly. I'm not arguing with you. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Because the initial complaint or the call-in was...
Or I guess she saw it and said, oh, I thought it was a gun.
All right, whoever, whether it was called in or she thought it was a gun. The second that it's determined and proven that it's not a gun, which he did by whipping it out.
Yep.
I was a little bit scared of him whipping
it
out that
fast.
I was like, maybe be a little slower.
She saw it the second he walked by.
Yeah.
But, and he did say it was a walking stick.
Yeah.
So the second... I feel, and you can tell me if I'm right or not, right. The second that she sees that it's not a gun, there's nothing else to do.
She's no longer investigating a crime because there's no crime.
Yeah. So at this point, she doesn't have the right to ask to detain him.
Nope.
And she doesn't have the right to go any further with identification and where he's from and all this bullshit.
Correct.
And literally, she's illegally detaining him because she addressed what the issue was, was able to verbally see it. And now, if he had it in his fucking pocket and he wouldn't take it out and shit like that, okay, shit could get a little fucking... But so she is completely pissing up a rope here.
Yes.
Call your supervisor,
please. He's right here.
The supervising deputy again asks for Hodges' ID, but he refuses.
And you don't have to ID yourself if you've not done anything wrong.
And by the way,
and whatever they thought you did wrong, you showed them that you're not doing what they thought. You don't have to. Now,
just to be clear, every state's different. Some states do require you.
Well, this is in Florida.
And listen, it probably is easier just to give them your ID if you're not hiding anything. But
as a matter of principle.
As a matter of principle, in some instances, based on where you live, you don't have to. We only picked up, I went through that whole big tirade, Lummy, and I only picked up three people. 49,957. So what do we have?
Just give me time.
We
it's
got
on delay.
What we got? 43 left. Richard Petty, 43.
Stopped before. For a walking stick. So, and it could look like a weapon. She asked you to really present it, okay? Now she's asking me for ID. Okay. I don't need the ID unless there's reasonable, articulated suspicion. And I have committed a crime, and committing a crime, and or about to do
and,
it.
And a blind guy really
he knows.
Knows
his stuff.
He knows the law.
Yeah, he could tell.
And nothing pisses cops off when you know the law better than they do. Knows,
yeah.
Well, he pissed this guy off.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hello.
It's the Florida Stanley. What's up?
Florida Stanley, how are you, my friend?
You having a heart attack? You okay?
God, by the way,
no more heart attacks. No more heart attacks.
Perfect.
So
let me. I gained another one. I'm at 58.
Oh,
sorry.
Florida
Stanley. Someone snipe him.
YouTube. At the Bubba Army. YouTube at the Bubba Army. Yes, Florida Stanley. Go ahead.
Bubba, is there anywhere to access your shows pre YouTube and Twitch days?
Yeah, Bubba Army Radio.com.
Okay, and you have to pay for that, right?
Yeah, it's like $6 a month.
All right, so that guy that I don't want to repeat the information, but if that guy that called previously wants the answer to his question about the DVD, you said it one time live, like back when the trials were first starting, like before you got the cease and desist about being able to talk about it on the radio. So if he wants his answer, he can go pay for a subscription to Bubba Army Radio and start listening to all those shows back when the trials first started.
Well, if you knew the actual date, that would be helpful.
I don't know the actual date. I just remember you saying it one time.
I think I've said it multiple times.
But... I only heard it once.
Oh, okay.
Well, but, yeah. So just trying to get you a subscription there, bud.
All right, bud. I appreciate it, Florida Stanley. Yeah, you know, for the ultimate Bubba fan, if you want to go back and find, like, everything that we did starting from 2000 and the day we signed on with Howard, all of our Sirius shows, a lot of our terrestrial shows from when we were on Cox on 102.5, go sign up. It's like $6 a month at BubbaArmyRadio.com. And you can also stream the show live as it's happening for free. And then you can go download all these pieces and shows and segments and interviews. And that's one of the things that we are meeting about today, is trying to make that better and more streamlined. And it's Blitz and I had a meeting about it today. It's a long-term project. It's our after BARP project.
Yes.
And so, you know, right now we're in BARP planning mode. I will tell you this, and Blitz, who never cuts me a break, biggest dick here, will verify that I reached out to the Ring girl,
yep,
and proactively and said, are we looking at a Christmas?
End of December.
Christmas into December delivery date? Just making, she's like, yes, we're still on track.
Awesome.
So, and Blitz, like, yep. I even included Blitz on the email. Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian from Philly. How you doing?
Good, Brian.
About a week or so ago, I saw a video of it was hilarious. This cop took off his badge and gun and fought like a 17-year-old kid. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
You got to Google it. I think it finally went to court or something. Yeah. So they got called to his house because the sister was freaking out. And this black kid's like, hey, man, you got to get my fucking sister. She's getting away. Fuck. And the cop's like, stop cursing, you little punk. And then eventually the kid goes, hey, you take your badge and gun off and I'll fight you. And the cop goes, okay.
What?
It's all video. Yeah,
I don't know if that's legal. I don't know if a cop can do that.
Or it's crazy. Real. It's
Kevin
crazy.
Jordan Grouper 25, let me on the Venmo.
Thank you.
That could be, listen, that could be not real, because I don't know that a cop could really do that.
I drilled down a little, and I found how it went to court eventually, and the guy got arrested, the cop, and, you know, of course.
Oh, okay, so it's old then.
All right. I'd love to find it if we can find it.
It's hilarious.
All right, buddy.
Hey, is Alex going to BARP?
Who?
Alex.
He's supposed to.
Alex is supposed to go to BARP, yeah.
All right, cool. I'll see you guys there.
Cool.
All right, buddy.
Awesome.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye. Hi. So here's the blind guy. The female police officer originally stopped him. He's walking home. He's on foot.
He knows his shit.
And he's got a blind walking navigational stick that those things all fold up.
Yep.
And you can put them in your back pocket. And he's got it. And she thinks it's a gun. And he shows her that it's not a gun. But now she wants to shake him down. For license and all this bullshit, and he's like, and so she calls her supervisor, and now he's going to have the interaction with the guy.
Crime, sir, and her suspicion was that you were armed, okay? And she's asking you for your ID.
Well, now she has verified that I am not armed, okay? So there is no problem.
Do you have your ID or not?
I do have my ID, okay. But you don't need it.
After that, Hodges is handcuffed.
Well, this is in Florida, right?
For what?
Yes, Columbia County.
Yeah.
What for? What?
I hope these two fucking cops, Blitz, get
that forearm.
Get suspended.
That's disgusting.
That's when Hodges confirms that he is legally blind and carries the navigational aid to help him when walking. He also tells deputies he was stopped while walking back from jury duty.
Sir, are you legally blind?
Yes, I am.
I had to walk up here in the dark for jury duty, which was canceled.
So here's a citizen.
Jeez. Should have called first, bro.
Here's a citizen that's doing his civic duty, walks to jury duty.
Blind in the dark.
Which no one really wants to do.
On his way home, his jury duty gets canceled. On his way home.
Probably doesn't even get his $15.
No, probably not. On his way, because if you would have, you'd been at the convenience store getting one of the roller dogs.
Yeah.
And a natty light.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Treat yourself.
And so fucking cop, female over-the-top cop, says that his walking stick, which folds up in the back of his pocket, looks like a gun. He then tells her it's not a gun and shows it to her that it's a walking stick.
Yeah, you dumb
bitch.
At
that point, it should be, you know what, sir? Sorry for the confusion. Go about your way. Sorry, you know, have a good day. Appreciate you showing me.
Sorry about that.
That's what a good cop does.
Mm-hmm.
Good cop says, you know, buddy, I'm sorry for the misconfusion there, buddy. And you know, be careful getting home. Sorry.
And I'm even okay if the cop's like, hey, man, look, I know you didn't do nothing wrong. You're free to go. But next time, just be cool, man. I just wanted your ID. I just want to make sure you're good. But all right, you know your rights, man. That's cool. Have a good day.
You're right, Blitzy.
They don't have to like it.
Even if the cop even said, you know, I just wanted your ID, but you're right, buddy. You don't got to give it to me. No big deal.
And the cop can be a little bit of an a-hole about it. Like, oh, okay, whatever. But look, the guy knows his rights. Those are his rights.
Because the cop knows he's dealing with Johnny, I know your rights. And that kind of pisses cops off.
I know.
So, but the cop, because I guarantee you they would have been in less problems had they done that than the problem.
They'd be in no problems.
No, yeah, exactly. Less. They're probably in a lot of shit's problems right now.
Yeah.
Don't you using your stick?
After Hodges' ID card is retrieved, the supervising officer orders he be taken into custody for resisting an officer and obstruction.
Wow.
Yeah, watch how he says it, though, too.
Wow.
He's just saying in there.
All right, Mr. Hodges. Was that hard?
What
it's gonna
bitch.
Be. I want your name and your badge number.
You know, I put him in jail for resisting.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. They arrest him. He gets arrested, booked, photos taken, everything, fingerprints.
This guy right here,
yep,
this fat ass.
He's a supervisor.
Both of them, but yeah, him.
This fat ass, because Blitz, I think she was kind of I don't think she was necessarily in the locking the guy up mode.
But yeah.
Sounds like
I mean,
but,
you know,
yeah.
she just does what, I mean, he calls it.
The supervising officer orders he be taken into custody for resisting an officer and obstruction.
Power trip, asshole, piece of shit.
Was that hard?
It's gonna be. I want your name and your badge number.
You know, I put him in jail for resisting.
Okay.
And he's her supervisor.
You know, before fucking body cams, this kind of shit happened all the time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, he lunged at me with a stick.
I want your name and badge number two, sir.
Hodges is then placed in the back of a squad car.
You want to pull this out of my back pocket?
Sure. Here, I'll grab your jacket for you, too.
The Columbia County Sheriff's Office released a statement.
Oh, yeah, I want to see what the sheriff says, because if this was Grady Judge Boy, something like that, Grady would be like, oh, full fucking hot
on.
Well,
he kind of is.
Sheriff Mark Hunter is, quote, troubled by what he has seen in the video, and the matter is being addressed.
No, he's not. He's tired of hearing thousands of phone calls to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office over the past few days. That's what he's mad about.
I guarantee you, though, Blitz, he'll do something about this just because it's so public.
Well, here's what he's going to do.
Suspend him for like 5 days.
No, they're investigating this right now, and they're going to wait a few weeks until all this goes away, and then they'll go, hey, guys, let's not do this again.
Yeah, let's just be cool about this shit. When you see Johnny, a blind guy, just let him get to stepping.
That's it. That's all that will happen.
Administrative investigation into the incident began.
Randy Harrison, there was an investigation in 2010 that he accidentally left his canine in the patrol car at his home, but killed it.
Oh, that
guy. In a hot car?
Yeah.
The fat guy?
Yeah, and what happened to him after that?
No, it sounds like he got promoted to me because he's got fucking 3 stripes on his deal. Right,
he was
Blitz?
Placed on administrative leave, and that he admitted to making a mistake, and he was without pay for 15 days.
15 days.
Yes. 2 weeks.
And he was not allowed to handle canines anymore.
Killed a dog. Fuck that. Killed a dog.
Yep.
And got 15 days off non-paid. And now he's a sergeant, by the way. Blitz,
and
when
he was put on leave in 2015 for shooting a 72-year-old man.
All right, hold on. What?
It says, in 2015, Harrison was again put on leave after shooting a 17-year-old man.
Well, was it a justified shooting? Because they're usually not put on leave upon a shooting.
I think they are automatically now.
Administrative leave, but they don't, it's not a punishment leave. Was this just a investigative administrative leave, or was it a punishment leave?
Well, it looks like it was investigation leave, but because they didn't really, the way they put it, it sounded like it was bad, but it looks like it was justified.
Have you seen Blit, like when I went to the Blaine Lane funeral,
mm-hmm.
or I should say ceremonies?
Yeah, that was probably one of the most attended police officer ceremonies I've ever seen, and they had a whole bunch of canine guys there, you know, from different agencies and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's so the technology that they now have to keep these dogs cool is pretty cool. Like Blitz, they have their own little air conditioning system contained within the back.
Yeah.
And if the car was to lose, like they leave them running, they leave the cars running, and they actually pull. And if it's going to be a long time, they bring the hoods up too. Did you know that?
Yep.
Why is that?
Keep the engines cool.
Okay. So
I assume
they do that, but then they have like a default system. Whereas if the system defaults and it gets to be a certain, they have a temperature indicator where the dog is, it automatically texts the officer.
That's cool.
So like, because I was sitting near a canine guy and I saw him afterwards. And when I was walking to his, he was from Polk County. And when I was walking to my car, I had to go by his car and I go, hey, what's all this new canine stuff? And he showed me, and then he showed me Blitz, the app that the system runs off of, that if it gets to be like 81 degrees or something, you know, 79 or 80 degrees, then
it gets hot quick. So,
yeah. And, you know, 80 degrees still isn't, you're not going to die in 80 degrees.
But it goes from 80 to 100 quickly.
They said it like 79.
Yeah.
So as soon as it gets to 80, it automatically texts him. And if you get the text, you just go out there real fast.
Right. When it's still 82.
Yeah, when you get to the truck when it's 82.
Yeah, no big deal.
And the dog just does a little panting.
At 80, yeah, dog's fine.
They have automatic water dispensers in there, too. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
And on November 3rd.
I like the ones, too, that have the automatic, either the door popper or the window thing on the chest.
Yeah.
So the cop can push the button and let the dog out.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say they were made aware of the situation. The statement also reads in part, quote, if policy violations are sustained at the conclusion of that investigation, appropriate action will be taken. Law and Crime Network.
Can't you absolutely upon right there. Right there, Blitz, you can tell that's not a gun.
Yep.
The only thing it could potentially be would maybe be a blowgun if it was collapsible, right. A collapsible blowgun. But to me, it looks like a camera tripod or like something that's aluminum and collapsible.
Like, I'm totally okay with her stopping him, asking, finding out. Like, and then the second she figures it out, I'm okay with her asking for ID. But when he says no, she can just... Okay, sir, have a good day.
Back pocket, I'm stopping to make sure you're carrying it properly.
Have you ensured that it's not a firearm?
No, you keep turning so I can't see it. You don't have to be a d- to me.
Well, you're being one to me.
Video shows Hodges refusing to give out his name, date of birth, or ID card. He then calls for the responding deputy's supervisor.
No, sir, I'm doing my job.
Am I detained?
Yeah, you are. What's your name and date of birth?
It does not matter.
Yes, sir, it does.
Do you have a crime?
Would you like me
to put you in here? Call your supervisor,
please. He's right here.
The supervising deputy again asks for Hodges' ID, but he refuses.
What should stop you for?
And I shot a 73-year-old and already killed a dog in my tab, buddy, so I'm not feeling so good right now.
Yeah.
Now she's asking me for ID.
Okay.
I don't need the ID unless a reasonable, articulated suspicion.
And her
that I have committed a crime, and committing a crime, and or about to do a crime.
Sir, and her suspicion was that you were armed, okay? And she's asking you for your ID.
Well, now she has verified that I am not armed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so there is no
problem. You got your ID or not?
I do have my ID, but you don't need it.
After that, Hodges...
I wish his left steer tire would have given away and smashed his guy.
Handcuffed.
I'm just totally being a smart-ass, please. Blitz, you know you're screwed when you hear that. When you can hear him getting them out. You can usually hear him getting them out of there. It's that certain little snap that you hear, that little holster that keeps them on?
Yep.
Yeah, just when you hear that snap.
That's when Hodges...
Although I've never been... the time I was arrested, I had to turn myself in. I never have been arrested on the streets before.
So can we just go through the difference between being detained and then handcuffed and then arrested? They're not all the same, right?
No. Being detained means you just have to stay. You got to stay where they tell you.
Okay.
So they could say, listen, go sit by that curb.
Yeah.
Or go get inside the police car to ensure your safety.
Uh-huh.
Or to go get back into your, like, they can put you
wherever they want, but you can't leave.
Lean against the hood. Right. You can't go. And then
you're handcuffed. That's obvious.
And then
usually arrested.
Now, sometimes though, Blitz, tell me if I'm wrong. Sometimes while you're being detained, if they think that you're a little bit of a flight risk or you're a little bit high strung, they can handcuff you.
Correct.
You're not arrested.
Correct.
They're just detaining you, but you might be a little wild, you know, might be wilding a little bit,
which could lead to an arrest if you're like really resisting.
But it could also be like, I've seen just as many times that after they got it all figured out, they go and unhandcuffed a guy and go like, listen, sir, you know, we got it all figured out and it's like you said it was, and we go about your business. There's no warrants or anything like that.
Okay.
So, but usually the percentage of detentions that start in handcuffs end in handcuffs.
Or in an arrest.
Yeah. What's this, Blitz?
This is her account, the officer, Jamie Goldie.
I was conducting a routine patrol in my fully marked, this is her, this is the female?
Yes.
In my fully marked vehicle in the area of Marion and Duval Street. While at the stoplight at Marion and Duval, I observed a white male enter the crosswalk traveling westbound across Marion when the traffic control device indicated not to walk. As the man continued through the walk, what are you getting for, jaywalking? And, sir, we got you for jaywalking. And I observed what appeared to be a silver chrome pistol with a white grip in his back. Well, then you need your fucking eye checked. Your eyes checked. Because that did not look like a chrome pistol with a white grip in any fucking reason. No way.
Yeah.
I stopped the man, later identified as James Hodges, in front of 131 West Duval Street, in which, at the other side of the crosswalk, which was the other side of the crosswalk, as I approached James and attempted to identify what was in his back pocket, James continued to turn away from me. No, he didn't. No, he didn't turn away from you at all. Maybe earlier. James indicated that the object was a walking stick, however, would not provide a clear view of the object. At the time, Sergeant Harrison also arrived. All right, so Blitz, she's talking about the time, the interaction that we saw is the time that she saw. I thought maybe there was another interaction across
the
street.
No, that was it.
All right, so if we saw, remember when I stopped the tape and I said you can clearly tell right there that it's not what you think it is.
And like 5 seconds later when he pulled out the walking stick and said, here, it's a walking stick?
Right.
Yeah.
Now she put a time frame on it when Sergeant Harrison arrived. So now that's the time frame that we speak of. I asked James to provide his name and date of birth. So she would say, so James indicated that the object was a walking stick. However, he would not provide a clear. Motherfucker, not only did he provide
a
clear. Hold on. That's a fucking lie.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Because not only did he whipped it the fuck out.
Twice.
He whipped it out.
Yeah, he whipped it out.
James indicated that the object was a walking stick, however, would not provide a clear view of the object. Fucking liar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
She forgets she's wearing a body cam.
I was just about to say.
Lie number one. Not just like bona fide lie number one. I asked James to provide his name and date of birth. James refused, stating that I had no reason to request his information. Well, fact number 10. James then listed that I was only allowed to request. James then listed that I was only allowed to request his identification if he was in the act of committing a crime, about to commit a crime, or had already committed a crime. I again notify. I don't know if James is quite clear on that. I think they can ID you for other things beside that, but certainly not for what they wanted to ID you for.
I mean, he's pretty spot on.
Yeah. I mean, he's a little off, but certainly he didn't have to give him his ID under their conditions. James refused, stating I had no reason. James then listed blah, 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 blah. I again notified James that I was conducting an investigation and requested that he identified himself. Didn't she state that she was, the investigation in itself was whether he was carrying a gun or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premise of her stop. That's the premise of her making contact with this guy, right?
Yep.
So that's the investigation, whether he's carrying a gun or not. When he shows you that it's not a gun, it's not anything to worry about, it's not a lethal object, it's not even a knife.
Right.
It's just a fucking stick that collapses.
Right.
You can't even fucking
whack. It's not a bat.
You can't even whack a guy over the head with it because it'll collapse.
Break. Yeah.
He then refused. At that time, I get notified that I was conducting an investigation. Your investigation's over at this point.
Yeah, ho.
Well, in her thing, she still hasn't stated that she was able to see it yet.
And requested that he identify. That's why she puts that in there. Because
of course.
Yeah. But clearly, I mean, this isn't doctored fucking footage from TMZ across the street. This is her body cam.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing what police do best. Lie.
Yeah. Again, I notified James that I was conducting an investigation and requested that he identified himself. James again refused. At that time, James was placed into handcuffs. I was then able to identify the object in James. I was able to identify the object in James's right pocket as a folded-up walking stick, both silver and white in color, was observable as it hung out of his pocket. Do you mean the same fucking stick that he showed you two paragraphs ago? Fucking lying bitch. Next, asked James where his wallet or ID was located. James stated refused to notify where his identification was located. I then conducted a pat down of James. That's fucking not cool. And located his Florida ID in his left front pocket. Sergeant Harrison asked James if he was legally blind. James confirmed that he was. Sergeant Harrison then asked James, why wasn't he using his walking stick? James looked up at the sky and indicated that he didn't need it during the daytime. Simultaneously, James advised me he used the walking stick in the morning as he was walking to the courthouse for jury duty. It should be noted that the weather at the time conducted was made, I'm sorry, it was should be noted that the weather at the time contact was made was extremely overcast and foggy.
But bright.
But daytime nonetheless, right,
yeah.
Blitz?
Yeah.
I mean, hold on. What time did this thing, did she,
like 8:08.
Yeah. That's the sun has risen by 8:08. And when was this? In October.
Yeah.
October 31st. You know, actually, Lummy, if you were to be really.
It was a week and a day ago.
Yeah. If you were to be really technical, and you, was this out by Jacksonville?
Gainesville.
Gainesville.
Gainesville area.
So, it's north of Gainesville.
Lummy, yeah. Do you know Gainesville, Florida, sunrise time, October 31st, 2022? He'll ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, what time did the sun rise in Gainesville, Florida on October 31st, 2022? That was a good one. She should get it.
Sunrise in Gainesville was at 7:44 a.m. last Tuesday, November 1st.
All right, that's
good
within.
Enough.
All right, 7:44. That's 16.
It was 7:44 in Columbia County, that also on Monday. I just looked it up. So, yeah, 7:44.
All right. So, that's nearly 50 minutes. 50 minutes of daylight. Because this was at 8:34.
And he's not. Well, he's
no.
At,
oh, no. I'm sorry. 8:08. 8:08.
So,
that's 20 minutes of daylight. Man, I mean, I'm not even a fucking lawyer and I can shoot this thing down. Simultaneously, James asked me to blah, 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 blah. Vehicles passing by still had the headlights turned on. Do you know that some people's headlights never turn the fuck off?
I never turn off.
Unless you turn them off?
Yeah.
But they, if you start the car, they turn on?
Oh, don't tell this lady that.
James was found to be in violation of Florida State Statute 843-02 by obstructing the ongoing investigation. He repeatedly refused to allow identification of the object in his pocket, as well as refusing to identify himself. James was placed under arrest for resisting without violence and transportation to the Columbia County Detention Center.
He refused to allow identification of the object in his pocket is the biggest fucking lie.
That's the officer.
Did they not think it was like that they were
glasses.
On camera?
Fucking bitch. You should be fucking fired immediately, you lying fucking bitch.
I just don't understand how they think they're going to get away with it when they're on camera.
Because they do all the time. That's the problem.
James was placed under arrest for resisting without violence. And how did he resist?
Because he wouldn't give them
No. They tic-tacked him on that when he asked for their badge number.
Yep.
So asking for somebody's badge number in this fucking bullshit county is the same as resisting.
Because if you're going to report me, I'll fucking arrest you. I got the power. You don't.
Yeah, but hold on. Here's the deal. This just happened. This just happened 9 days ago.
Yeah.
So why did this video come out and so many others don't?
Oh, it's because it's a fucking clown show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get video right now of something that's really duly mine. Where I should have the right to, not only as person to the act, but also the media. Hmm. They're telling me to fucking pack sand there, big boy. That's exactly how they said it, too.
Jeez.
I hope this bitch is fired.
It's probably just going to go away.
No, I think this has got way. There's too many. Blitz, if you're if you're a sheriff and you really want to do the right thing and cover your ass, you get rid of these two fucking clowns.
I know what's going to happen.
Nothing.
He's going to sue them, and they will win.
And who will win?
The police officers.
What?
Wow.
How?
Qualified immunity.
What? What does that mean?
Municipalities have what they call qualified immunity.
No, the officers do.
What does that mean?
Well, so do municipalities. Like, you can only sue, like, the city of Clearwater under most circumstances for, like, if they ran over your fucking kid with the garbage truck, like, you can only sue them for, like, $200,000. Municipalities are also.
So why would they win? You didn't explain that.
I don't know why they would win. Blitz, why do you think they would win?
Because unless you can prove. So police officers are allowed to be wrong. And unless you can prove that, like, they've been sued before because of this.
We got a warm.
That might be baby face, maybe.
Hello.
Hey, I was calling in about the qualified immunity.
Perfect. Yeah,
immunity,
well, you should.
You
yeah,
should
sovereign
immunity is different than qualified.
You should probably identify yourself accordingly.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize I was immediately placed on the air.
Yeah, you were.
Without my knowledge and consent. No, I'm just joking.
Well, I can handle that real fast.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah.
Hang up.
This is Brian, Don Mikowski, Babyface Matroni.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Just calling in. Long-time listener. 35th time caller.
When is our next...
Tukey-tukey.
It is...
Thursday.
Yes. Oh, this Thursday. Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm right. You're wrong. We're screwed. I'm kind of right. We're more
Everyone
left.
Center.
Oh, Top of the Storm special.
And we'll also have the midterm results, too.
Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath for the Dems. Republicans are going to probably win 235 House seats.
Hold on. So your prediction right now, just on election day, is give me the House seats.
The Republicans win 234 is my prediction.
All right, and what's that put the Democrats at? Less than that?
Yeah, it would be like what is it? Fourth? It'd be 201.
Okay, and then what about the Senate?
The Senate, I'm going to go with, it's going to be close. It's either going to be 50-50 or 51-49 Republicans. The only two states where the Democrats seem to be doing well are Pennsylvania and Georgia. Other than that, I've looked at the early voting numbers across the country, so the ones that show party affiliations. So, for instance, Colorado, perfect example. The Dems are down 4.3% in early voting compared to where they were in 2020. And I think you're going to see that about across the board. There's going to be about a 4%
What about Wisconsin?
Advantage. I don't think Wisconsin publishes their party identification data in their early voting numbers. So you'll know the raw numbers and maybe the ages of people, but you don't necessarily always know their party ID.
So the big states are Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, Arizona.
Florida's not a big state because there's really no – I mean, it is in the sense there's a Senate.
So Val Demings is going to get her ass kicked.
Hopefully.
I told you months ago she's going to lose by 5 to 7 points. DeSantis is going to kill Charlie Crist.
How bad? How bad is it? How bad is it?
My prediction is 10 points.
Okay. So what about Herschel? He loses?
It's going to be a coin flip, man. It's going to be a coin flip. I think the early voting numbers are positive for the Democrats there.
What about the stroked out dude from Pennsylvania?
Fetterman. Yeah, Fetterman, again, another one. Now, those are the two that are kind of going to dictate control of the Senate. Because I think the Republicans are going to knock off the chick in Nevada. The numbers in Nevada are not good for the Democrats. And, inflation matters to those people a lot out west. They're getting hit even harder than we are here.
What about my girl Huckabee in Arkansas?
Oh, she's probably good, right?
That's a lock.
Is that a lock? She's running for governor. Is that a lock?
I mean, her family name and being the Republican.
We played her commercial today, and it showed her dad and Bill Clinton opening up the doors to like nine
African,
yeah, opening up a school to like nine African Americans that were like
denied access, dirty.
And so, here's her dad, Republican. Here's her mom. I mean, here's Bill Clinton. One of the darlings of Arkansas politics, right?
Yeah.
And they're working together, and it was all about bipartisan. And it was a really good commercial, really was. I mean, Anna, didn't you think the commercial was pretty good?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And she's a fucking rock star, by the way.
And I know this is like a small detail that probably most people wouldn't notice, but she was also wearing a blue dress, even though she is a Republican.
Yeah.
So she was kind of like trying to appeal to both sides or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian, what's the difference between qualified immunity?
Qualified immunity essentially says you cannot sue an individual officer for carrying out their duties. So Blitz was right about that. So to protect an individual police officer from being sued for carrying out, and even if they do it negligently, incorrectly, as long as it's not quote unquote criminally.
What about municipality immunity?
So that's called sovereign.
That's
separate. Back to the time of the king, where essentially it means you can't sue the crown. You can't sue the king. We have. Some states still have some version of it. Florida's version of it is that you can sue, but you can only recover up to $200,000 for an injury caused by a state agent actor. So it could be Hillsborough County. It could be Hart Bus. It could be an ambulance. It limits your recovery depending on whether or not they're a state actor.
Yeah.
Acting as a state agent.
Are my Packers absolutely
fucked? And by the way, courts grant police qualified immunity like 99% of the time, right. If not more.
Oh yeah, the only
it's absolutely ridiculous.
Is what if like in the Derek case Chauvin. of Floyd?
Right,
you have
to be so egregious, you know, or perceived egregious,
negligent, or
But even then, they're still
violent.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're still granted it.
I think criminal behavior, in the sense of criminal behavior, you could get a judgment against them, but what's the point, right? What's that judgment going to be worth, that guy spending the rest of his time?
All right, back to my Packers. Are they fucked?
Oh, yeah. I said, you know, I was very, very concerned about his ability to win with Alan Lazard as the number one wideout. And
do you agree with me or do you disagree with me that this all starts with the Jordan Love draft?
I mean, I agree in a sense.
Because getting him means you didn't get a wide receiver, and you have not taken a wide receiver in the first round for the last, I don't know how, I mean, since Javon Walker at Florida State was the last time you took a wide receiver in the first, and your game is so predicated on passing. Right, with if you're gonna pay your quarterback $50 million, you better give him somebody to catch the fucking ball.
Well, it's hard to give somebody to catch the ball when you're paying your quarterback $50 million. It's, you know, there's a chicken and an egg issue there. This is the difference, and we said this. This is when you and I were talking. This is the difference between Brady and Rodgers. Brady never took max money because he wanted a winning team around him. It was more important for him to win than to get paid, you know, his salary. Which these guys can make so much more anyways. It's arrogance. It's ego. Aaron Rodgers has shown who he is. He is not a team player. He doesn't.
You're not putting any. You're not putting any of this on the general manager. None of this.
I mean, a tiny bit. But
tiny.
Aaron Rodgers. This is Aaron Rodgers' team. Okay. Yeah, a tiny bit on the GM.
That's where we differ. Nice I put it all on the GM and very little of it on Rodgers.
Yeah, well, maybe Aaron Rodgers should work in the offseason with his rookie wide receivers if he wants to win, rather than going and getting high on ayahuasca, which I don't care about. But, you know, he can do his little Nicolas Cage pilgrimage out there and come to training camp all ratty without having thrown a single pass to one of these kids, then have a jugs machine that throws the passes for him so he doesn't have to throw in practice, and then expect this team to just click. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work that way. You got to put in the time and effort. He didn't. He's getting what he deserves. You reap what you sow.
Okay. I'm just sitting here taking it.
I mean, it's true. Two quarterbacks had a chance to lead their teams on winning drives last week. Rodgers against one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and Brady against the Rams, defending Super Bowl champions, still have a great defense. Look at what the two of them did. Tell me who's the better quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady. It's not even close. No, I agree.
Well, no, it should be at this point, though. Rodgers should be at the tail end of his greatness window. And the difference is one team went out there and won, and the other team went out there and blew it against the one of the worst defenses in football. You can't score 10 points against the Detroit Lions. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Before that, their lowest was, I think, was like 24, 25.
I mean, 10 points? 10 points you couldn't put up? You are not even in the conversation of the top 10 quarterbacks in football if you can't score 10 points on the Lions.
Anything else going on, baby? I'm gonna, have to limit this a little bit because
baby.
I'm gonna have you.
I like how you just call him baby.
Because I'm just gonna have you so much of you on Thursday, you know.
Well, you sound pretty depressed about your Packers. Why don't you start cheering for the Bucks?
I they're my second favorite team.
Okay, good.
And Lummy, am I not very pro Brady? I'm always pro Brady.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, let's just face it, babyface. I've met him. You haven't.
Oh yeah, boom. He just feels
nanny boo boo.
I mean, what? And do you know anybody that has met him? No, just me, probably.
Just you. You're the only one.
So fuck off.
Yeah, yeah fuck off.
So
yeah.
Fuck off.
He's face no,
no. Is Gina coming in? Oh, Gina's not coming in on Thursday.
No, we don't have a regular appearance.
Yeah, it's just the after show.
Okay, good.
The after show deal with.
Oh, that might be far better for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. limited exposure.
What else is going on? Lightning are kind of coming back a little bit.
Yeah, they're putting it together. I mean, Vazzy's still not quite playing up to speed yet, so there's room for improvement there. And Cirelli's still injured, so they'll get better when he comes back. But a lot of the young kids, especially on the defensive side of the puck, seem to be gelling now, looking good. Kucherov is playing absolutely lights out.
Points
playing good. Stammers seems to be doing well. Hagel's coming around. Paul's doing what he needs to do. They look like they have a chance to contend again. It's looking good. The start of the season was a little rough, but they've got it figured out. They've righted the ship.
How about the Rays? How are they going to be?
This offseason's interesting because the pitching is probably the best pitching staff that they've gone into an offseason with. And the offense, I mean, they dropped almost 200 runs, 185 runs, I think, between this season and last season. And that was the difference for them, why they weren't able to win. So the focus this offseason is going to be on improving the offense, finding a good
fucking home run hitter.
They need a good left-handing power bat to either play first base or DH for them. They're a little right-handed heavy. I look for them probably to trade one of Yandy Diaz or Randy Arozarena this offseason. G-Man Choi likely is not going to be back. Zunino's up in the air. They can probably get him super cheap at catcher, but I prefer that they go younger there. They've got
That's the one position that the Rays have never drafted well in, catcher.
Yeah, no, they did, but they drafted a cokehead who flamed out.
I'm saying shortstop, fucking third, pitching, they've been great, center, every other position, the Rays, whether it's Carl Crawford, B.J. Upton, Evan Longoria, the Franco kid, Price, just, all the guys that they got, through the trade, through the draft, they've got first base, it seems like first and catcher are two positions that they've never nailed.
They've never been able to get a catcher.
Ever.
The problem with those positions, one is, catchers, you've got to develop them and they take time, and the Rays don't have a ton of patience or time with these younger guys.
Yeah, but do you ever see like the first, is there ever like a first guy picked in baseball or the top five guys ever a catcher?
Joe Mauer.
Oh yeah, the kid the guy that
Busty
the Buster Posey.
All right, so it's not uncommon. That's a very desired position, and we've often had a top. Fuck, I don't know how many years in a row we had the first pick.
Adley Rutschman is the kid from the Orioles. I forget what he was drafted.
So I'm saying we've had all these real high draft picks, and we've never really done well with a catcher ever.
No,
but we haven't. Now, I will say this. We haven't had a lot of high draft picks the last 6 or 7 years. I mean, the Rays have been doing quite well.
Do the Rays have any catchers in the system right now?
They drafted one this year, Dominic Keegan. He drafted it from Arkansas in the fourth round.
I know, but is he in double A, triple A? Is he gonna?
If he's Arkansas, then he's probably double A right now.
Yeah.
Is there any buzz on him? Any when Franco was down, there was all this buzz about him.
Well,
right?
They just drafted him 4 months ago.
Mm.
So no, he was in single A. He's projected to make it up to the majors around 2025. He'll play. He'll play double A next year.
Do they have a website where you go and you type in a guy and it gives you when he's predicted to make it?
So yeah, if you go to MLB.com and prospects, and you can go team by team and look at who their prospects are and what stage of their career at and when they're expected to make it.
So Rays, who's their hottest prospect right now that's going to make it? Next year,
Taj Bradley. And he could be a pitching help for us.
Is he projected to be in next year?
Yeah, he's the number one player in their farm system right now. He's got a four pitch control. He's a solid pitcher.
And how many years ago did we draft him?
He was drafted in when did we get him? 2018 in the fifth round.
So is it? Common
right
for
out of high school.
So do most guys spin? Even stars spin 3 or 4 years in the minors? How many years?
Come out of high school, usually college is 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, college is 2 to 3 years, really 3 year window, unless they're an absolute stud in college. And then high school is 4 or 5 years to get to the big leagues.
Robin Yount went right to the bigs.
Yeah, I mean, you have a few of those that just make, you know.
How about A-Rod and like Derek Jeter? How long did they stay in them? Were they in the minors at all?
Yeah, they both were.
Yeah, yeah. Jeter came up through the minors. I think Jeter was in their farm system for 3 or 4 yeah. years.
And A-Rod was, I think, two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean the really good ones, you know, they're hitting the majors around 21. The exceptional ones, you know.
Right.
And then the college kids, you know, which some of them get better later. Like look at Evan Longoria, he was an example of that. So he came up quicker because he had played, you know, at Long Beach State.
How much longer has he got?
He's done. I don't think he gets a contract this year.
No,
is he out of contract? I mean, is he officially? Is he done now? As far as
I think the Rays are finally done paying him.
But are the is his Giants deal done too?
All done.
Everything's done.
Yeah, he's done. His batting average dipped to the lowest of his career this year. His power numbers were down. He's done.
Could he come back to the Rays on a sweetheart $500,000 minimum?
I don't know why they would.
Yeah, take up roster spot for him.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're going to buy San Francisco's going to buy him out though. Otherwise they owe him $13 million next year.
How about Kiermaier?
Buy him out for $5 million.
How about Kiermaier?
Kiermaier's so it's a number.
Hold on, Fort Wayne, Indiana. By the way,
he's done.
Yeah,
he's done.
It's a numbers game for him, and how's he going to come back from this latest injury? His production was already dipping, and they can only carry 40 guys on the active roster. So I think they pay. Well, they're definitely going to buy him out. They owe him, I think, $2.5 million because otherwise he makes $13 million next year.
Well, it's a club option. Yeah.
All right, so hold on. He's got $13 million, but they got a club option to buy him out at $2.5 million.
Buy him out for $2.5 million.
Oh, you know they're not going to. I mean, $13 million's on the high end for the Rays.
Well, $13 million would be the most he's ever made in his career, and he's not even worth, you know, $6 million a year right now.
Yeah, he made $12 million last year.
But does he go? I mean, somebody picks him up for $5 or $6, don't they?
I think a team that is
Boston
that needs to improve their outfield. He still can play defense. I mean, he's only 33, so
if he can, stay healthy.
If he can stay healthy, you know, that's healthy. Been the
Dodgers. Issue, you know, the Dodgers will grab him. They grab everybody.
They seem to, but I mean, Kiermaier has not played. He's had two seasons where he's played 120 or more games in the last 5 years since the Rays paid him big money. He's played 98, 88, 129. I won't count 2020 against them.
But you know that all the bitches, all the women go absolutely crazy over him.
Well, he's got those baby blues, man.
No, he's got.
Does Anna know
pretty,
what he looks like?
Anna, are you familiar with Kiermaier?
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty hot.
He's a good-looking man.
And she knows baseball.
I do know baseball.
She knows a lot of shit.
I think Kiermaier will go to some shitty team like the A's or something because he's not.
I don't. I think he goes to some really like well-funded team like the Padres.
For what? For he can bet 220 and
not just to be a utility player, just sit
well,
on the bench.
There's no way he goes to the A's because
I was saying like the shitty team like that.
Brewers.
Brewers. I mean, well, I think he could get seven. He could get more than market value from them. So there's a chance, but the A's aren't going to pay for him.
No, that, I was that, just saying like the Reds or the Pirates, like just a mid-level team, even like the Cardinals, something like that.
Cardinals are good.
I meant like just a mid-level team, not like a Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, like guys
well, he,
that are.
He doesn't have value in a place like Boston, where the outfield is supposedly an easier position to play, and there's less of a premium on the defense because of the monster there. But I could see him going to like Lummy said, like one of these mid-tier teams that need a boost in the outfield defensive side of things. But that's all he's worth. I mean, his bat is straight garbage.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
Brian, good talking to you, my friend. I'll see you on Thursday, or unless we have something legal that you could potentially chime in on for tomorrow, kid.
All right, take it
easy,
guys.
Thank you, Brian.
You're done. This is the latest track for Nikki or Nicole.
I like Nikki.
Yeah. We're on first name basis with Nikki.
Nicknames for Nikki. Yeah. Nicole.
They got it.
Now, if you go to the above the map, do the click on 3-day.
3-day.
And then on the top one. Yeah, the middle one. Yep. There
right
you go.
There.
Yeah, that just shows the middle one. That kind of.
Oh, yeah. Now it's going to fucking go right over my track.
Uh oh.
I mean, like literally right
it's
over.
Still gonna
not over the track.
But it's going to be. It's a quick storm, so it shouldn't drop a lot.
Not over the dirt
and
the rocks.
Not over fucking tracks. Going to get flooded out. Drunk Dave.
People might die, but not over the tracks. Jesus Christ.
So Blitz, it is moving fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quick. It's not going to drop a lot of water.
West at nine miles an hour, and it's picking up. And they're saying
it's
that
it's going to go right over where I'm supposed to be camping.
Yeah, like right there.
Yeah, close. Yeah,
yeah, tropical storm, man.
It's going to be a trisopical stiz.
So I won't be going on Thursday.
Sorry. It says right now winds are maximum sustained winds right now 50 miles an hour.
It's going to get to at least a Cat 1.
And then it's going to go. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Yep.
Fort Walton Beach isn't even in play, is it?
And then
Charleston is.
Charleston's always in play. Charleston always gets our leftovers, do they not?
Yes, you do.
Charleston should just be Florida's hurricane leftovers. So where Blitz, like, where's this right here? Like, what is that, like, you know, is that like West Palm Beach,
north of that.
Port St. Lucie. New Smyrna, kind
of
like
New Smyrna's way north of that.
Okay, so that's right there.
Port St. Lucie area.
Now is that Orlando? Like right there? That's pretty much Orlando.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Fuck, Florida Man Radio might be buying some more goddamn drywall. And then that's close to Atlanta. Atlanta's kind of more like here.
Yeah.
The ATL.
So they couldn't hit it.
And it's supposed to be here, Florida coastline.
Like 4 or 5 a.m. Thursday?
Thursday, 4 or 5 a.m. Thursday.
So during the show, it'll be coming on shore.
And we're just, and Blitz, we're just barely in the band of
the cone.
The cone.
Yeah.
Now, is it dry down here?
No, that's not.
That's where the
eye might go.
Right. So, like, if, you know, I mean, does that mean, like, this area could be dry, or does everybody get
rain? It has nothing to do with being dry or not.
Does everybody get rain, pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a huge rainmaker to begin with. Oh, back to donuts.
Yeah, hell yeah. You got to try all four.
No.
Yeah. Just take a bite of it.
I don't like pumpkin spice.
What?
Feel like pumpkin pie.
No, I got sick on pumpkin pie once, and I'm not into the pumpkin pie anymore.
How long ago?
Years ago. Like, oh, 10 okay. years ago.
Oh, okay. Pumpkin pie is good.
Mm. What about sweet potato pie?
So it looks like Alex is not coming for my my Thanksgiving deal.
Are you kind of relieved?
Yeah, I kind of am.
I bet.
I kind of am.
Probably your sister.
But
is.
I don't think you guys are coming either.
I don't know what Blitz is doing. I have a tradition that I go to every year, so I won't be able to make it. But
and it's involving your other fucking radio family that doesn't do nothing for you like I do.
Yeah.
But what dessert
should
we
bring?
She's
trying to be nice to stay out of your hair. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But my sister specifically wanted her to come to Thanksgiving. She did.
Well,
it's okay. I don't want you guys now anyway.
I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for Blitz.
What did the filthy say? What?
That was me.
I said, don't even worry about it. I'll go instead.
No, you're not invited.
Oh, should we bring dessert?
Put on the brown wig.
You're not invited.
You want the ginger there?
Yeah.
Only if Monet's there.
I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to.
Tara's got a spare bedroom for you and Monet.
No, I'm just not going to have any employees. You know, I was going to try to have
thanks,
some.
Anna.
Yeah, we were going to go. You said I could
sit
bring
at
Hooker.
Home by myself.
No, you're obviously invited to where I'm going.
No, shut up.
No, you're not. Shut get up. Out of here. We're broken up.
No, he's going where you're going.
Actually, I hadn't confirmed that, by the way.
Yeah, well, you are.
You hadn't confirmed that.
After I rescinded your invitation, I guarantee you just confirmed it.
Yeah.
Let me. I gotta look at my YouTube numbers. Hold on here.
I'm sure we're really close.
We're probably not very close at all. We're probably 35 away, which is unacceptable.
You know, we would have been over, but Brian called and scared everyone away.
I'm sure we did lose a lot of viewers then.
And we're at 963. Thanks, so
I'm
that's
there.
Thanks,
37.
Nice. 37 away from 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. Follow us and subscribe. It's free. YouTube at the Bubba Army. There's 37 motherfuckers that I need to go sign up so I can sleep well and be happy tonight. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.